Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to talk to you about focus, distraction, and your life pursuits. Life is full of distractions. There's no doubt about that. Both internal and external distractions. To be able to attain peak performance in your life and your work, it's crucial that you have a focus and you keep your eyes on that focus. It's important that you have a goal, you have an end or a destination you are going for, and continue to focus on that until you get to that point. However, with the myriad of distractions in our world, you begin to wonder, how do I still attain all that? Despite all the distraction, despite all the forces trying to take my eyes, trying to take all my take away my focus from that goal and to that end. And that's why today on Bridges Step Up, I want to share with you how to maintain focus in the face of distractions. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, first thing I wanted to also let you bear in mind is that there's power in focus. Focus is a very important trait, is a very important truth, is a very important attribute you should have. If you don't have focus in life, you will hardly achieve anything. If you don't have focus in life, you will do everything, therefore you end up not doing anything. The way life is wired is this: there are only a few things we can do, and when we concentrate on those things we can do and exert our energy on doing them and doing them very well, we become very good in those things and become established as experts, consultants, and top players in those areas. However, when we lack focus, we begin to do everything. You start one thing today, drop it, pick another thing, drop that one, pick another thing. Eventually, you realize that you are even a confused human being. I'm not abusing you, I'm just describing what is happening. Now, eventually, you realize that you are very confused, and that's a very bad situation to be. Now, despite the fact that focus is a very important trait or a very important thing, life is full of distractions. There are two forms of distractions we get, and that is internal and external distractions. There may be other types people can give you, but I'm just saying this just to type what I want to talk to you about. Now, there is internal distraction and external distraction. Internal distraction is that one that comes from within you, and external distractions are the ones that come from people, from your environment, and from the people you interact with. Now, it's crucial that in life you fight these two distractions if you want to maintain focus in the face of distraction. Let me talk to you about these two distractions briefly. Internal distractions are distractions that come from within you, like I said earlier. Now, one other thing you should know about the internal distraction is that they can be taken care of by working on your mindset, working on your attitude to life and disposition to life generally. They can be taken care of in your mind and not any other way. For instance, I want to tell you that if you are supposed to be a school teacher and start teaching to the point where God blesses you, where God finds you faithful, and come down to you and say, "Oh my guy, Ayola, now that you have proven faithful in teaching English language to JS1 to JS3, I want to make you the proprietor of 3 schools in the whole of Ogun State." And before, if he does, and from there you begin your own universities and now own chains of universities across African nations. Now, if that's what's supposed to be your destiny, but inside you are not content with staying where God has called you. Inside you are envious of your classmate who is working in Shell. Inside you are angry that you're a school teacher when you expected you should become a lecturer. Inside you are not settled with the fact that, oh, God is coming. And when he say occupy with this until I come, when he comes, he blesses those, he rewards those that are proven faithful by sending them to a greater platform for work. Now, if within you are not settled and you are not at peace with all of these, what is going to happen is that you begin to take steps, you begin to distract yourself by yourself. That is, you do not concentrate to begin to study your English properly. Let me even assume you are teaching senior class. You don't give that your teaching enough concentration to be able to learn how come students fail in their exams. You will not give it enough concentration to understand student psychology, so that you begin to develop concepts, begin to develop principles and theories for your own practice, so that when God gives you a school, you know exactly how to manage the school. Do you understand what I'm saying? When within you, you are not okay, you are not content, you are destabilized, it is a source of internal distraction. And let me tell you something, that distraction can drive you to begin to take steps you should not take. It can drive you to begin to do things you should not do. It can also drive you to begin to act in manner you should not act. Again, it can drive you to begin to take steps that are not you are not supposed to take. That is why you should do everything within your power to fight internal distraction. Do you understand what I'm saying? Again, I say it's about your state of heart. It's about a mind thing. So if you are internally distracted, you have to fight it from your within. You have to fight it from your mind and tell yourself, no, this being a school teacher is not a bad thing. Of course, please just find it where it suits your own situation. I'm using school teacher as an example. Now, being a school teacher is not a bad thing. That at least I have children, if they are not well, if they are not giving good foundation at that early stage, they will make mistakes in life and get poorly prepared for the future. Therefore, to have the privilege of being a school teacher at this point in my life is a rare privilege that only God could have provided. Therefore, you grab the opportunity with your two hands and pour yourself into teaching those children. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to work on your mind, work on it again and again until you can settle down and concentrate. Again, if God is taking you through a process, you are in this planting space of your life and you are looking at those who are harvesting, you will not have peace in your mind. Therefore, you will not be able to concentrate and stay on the business you are building. Then you will jump out from the business you are building to start network marketing. Or network marketing crashes again, you start again. And you know, you do all kinds of things. The reason is not because those things don't work, but because you are internally distracted. Right within you, you do not have content. You don't have patience to wait for the gestation period of the seed you have planted in your business. You started business last year, you want to start making 100 million naira. Who does that? Are you a magician? Now, I'm not saying God cannot do miracles, but what I'm saying is that is not how life has been wired to exist. There is this thing people say, if you make 9 women pregnant, now none of them will give you a child until after 9 months. That is to tell you that life has been wired that there's a time for seed and a time for harvest. When you are internally distracted, you cannot maintain focus on where you are going. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, another form of distraction we get distracted sometimes from the externals. That is, people come to us and tell us, "Hey, GK, how can you say you're a school teacher and you're a graduate? Graduates are not school teachers." You know, they begin to talk to you in that fashion. Therefore, they talk you out of where you are supposed to be into doing one business or the other that is not what you're supposed to do. My point is this, people can come to you from the outside to begin to distract you. People will present you opportunities to say, "Okay, you are now a school teacher. Just drop this money and call this number of people. Then after 2 weeks, you get this money." You know, it's a joke I've been hearing everywhere. Let me just beg you, if you know me personally, just so that you don't say I embarrass you, don't ever in your life invite me to anything called network marketing. Even if it means that when you drop 200 naira today, and without calling anybody, after 1 week, it will turn to 1 million naira. Eat the money alone and leave Joseph Dinwoke alone. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, my point is that when people come to you with all of that, you leave what you're supposed to do and you start doing all kinds of things, start doing different things because you want to make ends meet. And therefore, you lose focus on what matters in life. I'm not saying there are no times where what you are supposed to focus on is not as financially rewarding as it should. But please, even while you do other things, just understand that those things are side things. That the core thing is where God has called you and you have to focus on those ones until you get them done. Again, I want to tell you, there are people who are not doing anything with their lives. They will come to you and want to distract you. They want to engage in one business or the other that is none of your business. They want to engage you in discussions when you should be working. They want to engage you in things that will waste your time, waste your money and your energy. There are very few things we can do. We must be careful to cut off all of those distractions and focus on what is important in life. And focus on what we should be doing at this point in our lives. Anything that wants to yank you off from where you are supposed to put your gaze and your effort is a distraction, and you must treat it as such. What's the point I've made today? Life is interesting when we have focus. Without focus, we do all kinds of things and we end up not doing anything worthwhile. However, there are distractions, and again, there are distractions fighting us from keeping our focus. Distractions come from within us and outside us. Whichever way distraction comes to you, you must do one thing, and that is to fight distractions with everything you have got in you. That is to ensure you maintain focus despite all of this, and you maintain focus by constantly keeping your eyes on the future that is ahead of you and turning off every source of distraction from you. Then if the distraction is from the mind, then you have to do one work, and that is to work on your mind until you come to that state of heart where you are at rest, where you are giving it the whole attention, the whole concentration, and the focus required for the task you are facing and where your focus is.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.